is Murray Haslamoff, founder of Project Management Perspectives and facilitator of an audio series by key project management professionals on what business leaders must understand about accelerating execution of strategy through project work. Today I'm here with Jim Sloan, a Silicon Valley-based organizational project management consultant and project management professional. He is owner of his own consulting and training company, Project Management Exploration. So I'm welcoming Jim to this audio series because the project management industry is facing significant challenges. One of them is actually showing that projects deliver benefits into the business. And so, Jim, what's the story behind your interest in projects must deliver benefits?
I think there's a gap between what executives expect and what project managers actually deliver. So I think a conversation needs to get started between these organization roles that identifies the common and not-so-common ground, I guess mostly the not-so-common ground between them.
That's so true. There's definitely some gaps there. And so what are some key issues that we must consider?
Well, getting alignment between the projects and the organizational strategy is a must. I think it can be done by implementing processes that assure projects support the organization's strategy for business improvement. There also need to be some people management and change management along those lines, too, to make sure that this important goal is achieved. Technology could even play an important role, too. But the fly in the ointment, I think, is the changing nature of organizations and projects. You know, sometimes the benefits are a moving target.
They're definitely a moving target in this difficult environment that we're in, economically, financially, politically. So understanding the benefits that projects produce is difficult. Any suggestion for leadership or for project management leaders?
Yeah, I think the business case for the project or any given project has to be clear about the intended benefits to the organization. And this information then has to flow into the charter, project charter, so that the project lead becomes aware of and understands the importance of the project to organizational benefits. I also think periodic reviews of the described benefit with operational people would be good to assure continued alignment between the project and the business benefit as the project environment changes or the business benefit changes. I'm doing some research, and it's indicating this focus is new to project managers, and its importance is new to executives. So I think some information exchange between the project managers and executives is in order. This will require some training of both types of people, and I expect more for the project manager. They've got to learn the language of business and effective ways to relate to the business.
Excellent points. And so how do you actually improve the information exchange between the project team and executive leadership?
I think a more formal way of addressing the processes associated with the project becoming a benefit to the organization would be a good idea.
Absolutely. What are some ways that we can do that with program management processes or portfolio management processes?
Well, these two managements, if you will, both address the most important part, I think, which is governance. And that has to do with assuring that the benefits, that's what governance is assuring that the benefits flow from the project into the organization as a benefit. Links together strategy and execution of that strategy through projects.
Well, Jim, thank you for offering some suggestions on project management techniques, some communication requirements, some additional formality in governance. We're not interested in process for the sake of process. We're interested in that process in order to facilitate communication between senior leadership and project managers so we absolutely deliver benefits that were promised at the beginning of a project into the organization. So thank you so much, Jim, for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome, Rosemary.
Thank you.